you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
A new era of Bears football begins with the most anticipated training camp ever. And the score will be there for every moment.
Danny Parkins here, Matt Spiegel. And
Parkins and Spiegel show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
About 45, 50,000 folks here and many, many millions more watching on television. And tonight the stars are going to shine on a stage unlike any other in sports. And tonight, baseballs will take flight. An amazing field of eight competing for the 2023 Home Run Championship. That one's a little further back. There goes another one towards deck number two.
Oh, my.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. will hang on and win the 2023 T-Mobile Home Run Derby.
All right, we got to make this event fun. It's fun on its own.
It is fun on its own.
It drags a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard that it's awesome in person. I've never been to one in person. I've heard it's a great, great family thing to go to.
Yeah, again, they pulled my credentials in 2012. I wasn't able to go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It'll be back to Wrigley in a few years. I'm confident that it'll be back to Wrigley in a few years, and I'm confident we'll be able to go to that one. But I did get that question off. That question brought me a lot of street cred in Kansas City. But you said earlier in the show that you were going to make a bet and let Tanny free roll on.
Yes, I did. And Tanny, I placed a bet for us. I'll call it for us. $20 at plus 1500 on Jose Ramirez to win the home run derby.
So 20 bucks to win 300.
Yes, sir.
So does Tanny have 50% of the bet?
He does.
So that you're free rolling 150 bucks on Jose Ramirez.
So we can watch tonight and know that 150 bucks is yours if Jose Ramirez gets it done.
All right, that being said, I did randomize the order. I assigned each of us a number, held it behind my back, had recently traded Robbie Triano, select a number, and then that person was next, you know?
In our defense, we needed that promotions person to be named later.
Yeah, we won that trade.
We did. So the order for today, are we picking one or two? Because there's four of us and there are eight competitors. Okay, so the order is Tanny, Danny, myself, Speaks. That's how it came out randomly.
Okay, so my bet can be different.
Your bet can be separate. But for this show, Tanny, Danny, me, Speaks.
Okay. Go ahead, Tanny.
With the first pick, you know, I will allow Speaks to hopefully be able to get his guy later on. I've always been a fan of the stoic, old school power hitter disciple of Paul Konerko, Pete Alonso. I know that, you know, so I'll take Pete Alonso as my number one pick here. Yeah.
It's a good choice.
All right. I will root for my friends in Kansas City, and it'd be really cool if the fastest guy in baseball also won the home run derby, and he's got crazy natural power. So I will take the third favorite on the board, but just because he's the guy I want to root for, Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay, and I will cite Ken Griffey Jr. talking about stamina, and I will take the youngest player on the board, the one with the most energy and legs right now, in Gunnar Henderson.
Nice pick. All right, fourth, I can't believe Jose Ramirez, my guy Joe Ram.
Old Joe Ram.
Joey Ram.
Joe Ram. Bam-a-lam, Joe Ram. I'll take Jose Ramirez.
Okay.
The wraparound.
Yep. Oh, I get the wraparound. Very excited.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with the guy who is nicknamed after a light bulb because that is the shape of his head. And he gets to do this in front of the hometown fans. Last year's postseason hero, he rises to the occasion. Give me Adolis Garcia of the Texas Rangers.
And I will take Teoscar Hernandez because that's not a real name. You cannot be named Teoscar.
He is.
No.
He did. Didn't
like,
ask
we
you.
We want Taylor or Oscar. I got it, honey. Teoscar.
I will then take the next favorite on the board, the fourth favorite. I'll take Marcelo Ozuna for value. Yeah, value. Fourth favorite,
and
the seventh.
And he's just a good guy.
Yeah, seems good.
Yeah. So that leaves me. Remember when Rick Hahn laughed off those rumors of Marcelo Ozuna? Pre-sketchy rumors there.
Yes.
Like, they're like, oh, anyway. So that leaves me with a name who makes me laugh when I hear it because it was Pat Hughes' basketball nickname, Gunner.
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
No,
who picked Gunner?
I took Gunner. Yeah, that was my second pick.
I thought you picked Teoscar. Who picked Teoscar? Gunner was my first pick. You got both. You got Alec. Two rounds in this draft. Alec Boehm. I love that guy. He had a rough moment in Philly where it seemed like he had an I hate it here moment.
Yes.
And then he rebounded from that.
Yes.
And he's had a nice little career for himself over there.
Alec Boehm. I liked your intro to Gunnar Henderson better, though.
Yeah, so I should be able to take him.
That was a good lead up to that non-pick.
Hey, do you want him?
I don't care about any of this.
Yeah, I wanted Jose Ramirez from the beginning, and now we've done this whole thing.
No, you got a free roll on Jose Ramirez. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My money's more valuable than content. But Shane,
yes,
I want to extend you the same thing.
Sure.
So who would you like a $10 free roll bet on?
Oh, wow. $10 free roll bet on who is the second least likely to win the Home Run Derby?
Jose Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez.
Who is the third least likely to win the Home Run Derby?
Teoscar Hernandez.
I want Gunnar Henderson.
All right, so you want to win $38?
No, I want more than that. I'm going to Greece in a month. I need more than that. All right, so who's the least likely? Is it Alec Boehm? All right, let's do Alec Boehm.
So
he's got the most colorful lips on any baseball player I've ever seen. Bright pink lips.
So if Alec Boehm wins the Home Run Derby, you get $220 for me.
I would love that. If he doesn't, I'll give you 10.
You don't need to give me 10.
I know, I don't need to.
It's what a free roll is.
I want to.
Okay.
Well, I'll buy you an orange juice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will not start drinking coffee.
That would be good.
So you guys, Shane, you're rooting for Alec Boehm for money,
yep.
But Teoscar Hernandez and Gunnar Henderson for pride.
For pride, yeah, okay. And baseball skill.
Tanny, you're not caring about any of it.
For you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Joe Ram, our guy Joe Ram.
I am rooting for him because he's probably my favorite non-White Sox player in baseball.
I know. He's one of the best players in baseball. He can do absolutely everything. And just a complete stud. And he lost to Juan Soto by one home run with a broken thumb. Thumb's healed. He's going to choose to homer a lot.
That seems like value. He's running the home run play?
Yeah, he's going to run that play a lot tonight. Man. Over and over.
Good event to do it.
Yeah.
Can he get a White Sox coach to throw to him?
That would help.
He's got White Sox cap on. We'll be launching him out of there.
Oh, God.
Council called the home run play yesterday. I thought it was smart.
Yeah,
managing.
Good play.
Yeah.
Excellent play.
Home run derby is just a weird event. It peaks early when the guys have maximum stakes. Like the biggest rounds are usually the first rounds, and then the finals, they kind of limp to the finish.
Well, they changed the format a little bit.
They changed the format every year.
I know they did. Tonight, all eight hitters will go in that first round in a different way. So they're not going against each other. They'll
reseed?
They'll reseed after all eight of them go.
So it's like the three-point contest where everybody shoots and then the top scores advance.
Correct.
So it's not matchup-based.
Yeah.
So they literally change the rules to this thing every single year.
And nobody cares.
Right.
What are you guys going to do after the Home Run Derby? Anything you're watching?
Going to watch our friend Ryan Dempster and Sierra Santos as they call the celebrity softball.
Let's be honest, folks. We play an NCAA on Xbox tonight. I'm not even going to watch this.
Hell yeah. Good for you, man.
No.
What a holiday.
It's the second greatest sporting event in the calendar year outside of the Super Bowl. Celebrity softball.
I don't even think that's hyperbole.
Next year, we should do picks. We should do celebrity picks for the celebrity softball game. Do a whole segment.
I'm just glad JoJo Siwa is no longer there. God, she's annoying as hell, dude.
She's got a lot going on.
Is Jenny Finch pitching again?
Every year, Jenny Finch.
It's her Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is. No more JoJo Siwa.
Thank you to Ryan Dempster. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill, making us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Hi, everyone. I just want to reach out and let you know that I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue. I loved it, and I know you loved it. And I just wanted to let you know that I won't be returning. And I love the relationship we've been able to develop.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started.
Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.